Today's celebration is probably one of the greatest mysteries of our faith, the Holy Trinity. In dealing with the Trinity, we are contemplating the divine, and it cannot be something like a math or scientific equation that can be solved. He is someone to experience. Our God reveals himself in three unique persons, yet without division, no lesser or greater, equal in majesty, one God, no beginning and no end. In looking at the readings from this morning, for me, the key word came from our gospel. The word was love. Love is a mystery itself. It's hard to understand and grasp what the true meaning of love is. Sometimes, how can a person be in love with a person who does terrible things? Or how can a married couple be together when they seem like such polar opposites? But that's part of the mystery of love. I can do loving things, and I strive to do loving things. God does loving things, but it's not just that he does loving things like I do loving things. God's whole nature is love. His essence is love. And because of that, who have experienced it, you have experienced it, we share that love with others. It is in the love the Father begets the Son, and the love that the Father share with and give to each other proceeds the Holy Spirit. True love can never be isolated to one's own self. It has to be shared, it has to be given, it has to be received. And in doing so, we are allowing God's life to pass through us, just as God has done in the Holy Trinity. The love of God is always wanting to be shared. And because you and I live is because God loves us. We came into existence because God's love brought us into existence. Now, God does not need you or I for him to be fulfilled or happy or life-giving, but he wants to share that with us. He desperately wants to share his life and his love with all of us. Pure gift. In the same way, in the gospel reminds us today that when humanity chose to disobey God's word, in the third chapter of Genesis, and all humanity has suffered from that, God didn't stop loving us. But God so loved the world that he sent his only Son to save us, to restore us to that right relationship, that right loving relationship with the Father, so that we could have life eternal. And Jesus, by the power of his cross and resurrection, shows to us how much he loves us, so that we would never be separated from him. And never wanting us to feel left alone, he gives himself to us as food and drink in the Blessed Sacrament. And that's a feast we'll celebrate next Sunday. And again, that we'll never be left alone, that we have no way to understand things. The indwelling of the Holy Spirit stays with us to help us to understand and lead us to the truth and to profess that truth and to follow God's ways. You know, for all of us, especially those who are married and who have parents, that, you know, you do loving things for someone, you go that extra distance because they're well worth it. And God shows that we are well worth it for him, that he will go to great lengths for each one of us. In the past week, we have seen an unloving action of one police officer who took the life of a man. This one action has caused great anger, sadness, and hurt across our country. To stand up for life is something that we as Catholics take seriously and believe because all lives do matter. All lives matter because we are created in the image and likeness of God. We are conceived in that gift of his love. And we respect that. We honor that. We celebrate that. And we try to protect that at every stage and level of development, whether it's the born or the unborn, because of anybody's race or nationality, because we are all created in the image and likeness of God, we deserve honor, respect. And so in that dignity and respect of each other, it's been hard to understand the anger and the hurt that has led to such things as the destruction of property, the burning of businesses, and the looting of places. Because all of that just does not help the cause. It only harms it. The action of some cannot destroy legitimate order. And there are so many good people in our world, so many good people in our country, and we saw that during the pandemic for people who reached out to others, who served constantly, who put their own selves in danger every day so that others can be healthy and safe and well. And we can't forget all these good people around us every day of our lives. And seeing that, we are reminded of God's love. And we need to recapture that gift of love for one another. So I think this feast should remind us of God's deep desire to enter into relationship within each one of us. And when we refuse him, when we reject him, when we exclude him from our hearts, our homes, our neighborhoods, our country, then there is only going to be chaos. Within each one of us, we come back to what St. Paul tells us, to mend our ways, encourage one another, and live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you.